This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we have a chance to visit with a voice you may have heard before, but it's the first time he's been one of my guests on the Farm Show. Rob Worden serves as System Director for the Madison County Career and Technical Education System. He's a previous FFA advisor and also farms in Madison County, and today we'll find out a little more about his background and get an update on how things have gone in 2017 for the Madison County CTE.
So it's been a little while, but I'm excited to be back on, and some people may know my background, but I'll repeat it for those who don't. I've lifelong resident in Madison County, Illinois, and the northern end there, Prairie Town, that's where we operate out of. Went to school at SIU Carbondale, graduated from there, and then came back, worked for the Farm Bureau for a couple years, and then started teaching high school agriculture. And I did that for 18 years. I did a year at Highland, 2 years at Litchfield, and then 15 at Staunton. And I really, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the kids. I enjoyed the projects. I loved the FFA. I loved everything about it. But I had a chance to go back and get my master's degree. That was something my dad always wanted me to do. And when I did that, I got my administrative degree, and this job opened up. And my office is now in Edwardsville, at the high school in Edwardsville. And I work with all of the high schools in Madison County. And I get to promote not only ag education, but industrial arts, health occupations, family consumer science, and business. So those are five areas that are composed of what we call CTE, or career and technical education, and used to be called vocational. So when I say CTE, some people look at me kind of like, what does that mean? And, you know, when you Google CTE, you get the head trauma disease that the NFL as players get. And then the second thing is Corporate Thugs Entertainment, which is a band that I've never really heard of. But then the third thing that comes up on Google is career and technical education. So I tell everybody, when you're losing the Google battle this day and age, you're losing the identity battle. So I kind of use the word vocational. It's interchangeable. Sometimes when I get around the Chicago area, they look down on the vocational word a little bit. But in my backyard, and when I want people to understand what I do, it's vocational education. And I'm trying to promote skills and work-ready essentials for students so they can leave high school and be employable. And if they want to go to college, that's great. There's nothing wrong. I'm a product of a college education. There's nothing wrong with it. But there are alternatives. And if I had a dollar for every time that somebody said college isn't for everyone, I wouldn't be on the radio talking to you right now, Katie. I would be on a beach somewhere, because everybody says it, everybody knows it, but yet we still tend to push kids in a direction that they don't want to go themselves, and yet we feel as a society is just that important that we have to force them to do something. And I found that if you let a kid really look at his life and then analyze what he likes to do, what he's good at, he or she will choose a path that makes sense to them. And sometimes mom and dad are really on board with it, and sometimes they're not. But when it comes down to it, what we want is productive members of society that are working every day at a good, well-paying job. They like what they're doing, and they'll be successful. So that was a long, long answer to your question.
Hey,
that's a little bit about my background.
That's all right, and it's refreshing to hear you say those words about college isn't for everyone, because I'm a firm believer in that. And what we're going to talk about today, out of all the programming that you mentioned that you're responsible for, obviously I'm having you on the Farm Show, so we want to talk about agriculture. You have several ag programs that you're offering to those school districts. So, Rob, fill us in maybe on some that have taken place over the past year. Talk to us about those.
Well, yeah, we've had a great year. I mean, it is kind of the end of the year. We start to reflect on things that you know, 2017 and what kind of accomplishments we had. Here within Madison County, we have Highland, which is at one time was the second largest FFA chapter in the state of Illinois, and it's always up in the top, you know, five or ten for sure every year. They have three ag teachers. At one time they had four ag teachers, but one left to go be a counselor, which was very helpful. And they still have three ag teachers. They have a heck of a program down there, and they do wonderful things day in, day out. And when you've got three teachers that are as knowledgeable and are as well-meaning and dedicated as those three are, you're going to have a heck of a program. And so they have done great things this year. One of my other schools that I have is Southwestern High School, which is technically not in Madison County, but they're in my system. So they always have, year after year, have a strong ag program. They're very proud of their ag program over there. They do great things. Two of the newer ones, then we have Edwardsville, which has an ag program. And they not only have a high school ag program, but they also have two middle schools that they have within the district. And they're two separate middle schools, what we used to call junior high for, you know, John Michael Marty and those folks. But the middle school concept, now they have ag programs where every student within the Edwardsville district has to take at least one quarter of agriculture, which is a tremendous opportunity for those kids, for those programs to grow, and the exposure that agriculture gets through just those two programs, my goodness, you know, that's incredible. In fact, my boy last year was at Lincoln Middle School, and now he's in the high school, but he had a chance to have FFA as an eighth grader. So he loved it, and it's really, you know, sparked his interest. And that agriculture is his favorite class here at Edwardsville High School. He looks forward to going to Mr. Davin's room every day, and then he goes to the contests, and he's very involved. He's talking about wanting to be an officer. That kind of stuff is what those middle school programs are great at. The other program that we have here is at Alton High School, which is relatively new. But it was started about the same time that I started here in Madison County, so it's on its fifth or sixth year over there. They have two instructors over there that are very high-quality individuals, and they're doing great things, and they're doing nothing but growing. And it's nice to see Alton is a district that's got a good mix of urban and rural, and to make those kind of things go. And what Madison County is basically an urban and rural county, you have to have a unique program to make it fit. But as we know in agriculture is not a one-size-fits-all endeavor. It's just, it's about, you know, producing food and fiber for the community, for to fill the need. So when those programs make that and they fit that need, it may be a greenhouse, it may be an animal science project, it may be a community service project where they're building picnic tables, whatever it is, that's another feather in our cap. And so we're looking at other programs. I know we have a greenhouse in Roxana and kind of a quasi ag program there, and we're looking to get it in Madison. They have a greenhouse, and I just spoke with them about 2 weeks ago with the administration down there, and they're really wanting to – they had an ag program for a while, and they want to bring it back. So anytime that I can help promote ag education, any part of the county or state, I'm going to do it. And we've had some tremendous success building programs in here. Edwardsville was one that was dormant for 20 years. In fact, I went to Edwardsville High School, and my freshman year, they dropped the ag program. So I never got to take an ag class for 4 years in high school. Got into ag when I got to college. But for 20 years, a lot of the people in my generation or my age, there's a big gap there where they did not have an ag program. Now, my dad graduated in 1944, and they had an ag program back then, and it went up until about 1984. And then it took a 20-year hiatus, and then we brought it back. It's been about 12 years ago now that we've brought that back, and there was a lot of good people helped get that back. Jill Bertles over at Dorsey was on the school board, and it takes a community effort to get these programs back. But once we do that, the school administrators see the importance of it, and with everything that's going on in the biotech world and what we see, what we talk about at the St. Louis Agribusiness Club meetings, that technology is booming. St. Louis is a hub for biotechnology, and Monsanto being there and all the other industry that's right here in our backyard, we need to be getting students the skills so that they can go into those jobs and start making good money and living a successful life based on their job or their vocation.
Rob Worden, Madison County CTE System Director. And we'll continue our conversation with Rob during today's Noon Farm Show at 12:45. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.